how'd it go? Last night I woke up to a pair of shoes I've not seen next to mine. Did you whisper as you crept in through the door how you'd never done much like this before? I was thinking back just the other day. Remember when we used to sneak out late to go and play? Seemed like loneliness was all we'd ever do. And now she's knowing you just like I used to.
Valley, like a valley but spelt a little differently, and you are currently tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley but spelt a little differently, and this is my first time talking to you today, for sure. I have exciting news today. We are going to be listening to a lovely chat that I was able to have with two of the members of the local band Petty Crime. If you like what you hear and you like the sound of their music, fear not, you can hear more of it and live this weekend. So make sure you are tuned in and ready for what you're about to listen to. They were both absolutely lovely and I had a wonderful time chatting with them, but why keep telling you about it when you can just hear for yourself? So here they are, Petty Crime. You're listening to La Bonne Heure with Valley. See you soon.
I'm struggling to put my necklace back on, and it's really embarrassing, but I saw you guys were in the waiting room, so I figured you guys could... Oh my god, first try!
Nice!
Love it.
It's like when you have, like, something wrong, and then you're like, oh my god, like, my phone's not working, and then you call someone in to, like, fix it, and then you do it in front of them, and it works.
Yeah.
Did you try turning it on and off again, you know?
Hate that. Every single time. I would love you guys to go through and maybe say what your names are and maybe what roles you have in the band. And I know you have a couple other members if you want to maybe, you know, shout out to them as well.
Yeah, of course. My name is Peyton. I do all the vocals and write a lot of the lyrics. And next to me, I have...
My name is Malcolm. I play rhythm guitar, baby amount of lead from time to time. Help write songs. We also have Nick Dupuy. He also writes a lot of the music with us. He plays guitar. Mm-hmm. Dylan on bass, Jake on the drums. We also have Eric as well, filling in for Nick right now while he's away at law school. So thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Mr. Jow Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric really, really stepped up and learned all of our songs, I think, in like a week or something. And we were just like, oh, we have a show. Please help. And yeah, he's awesome.
He shreds. He's also a hip hop producer. I'm trying to remember the name of the actual label he's with, but it's big deal sometimes. Like he's making beats for heavy name acts. He's like, oh, I had to do
beats.
We're in the studio and they needed beats, so we had to make like 40 of them, you know, and it just sounds stressful for him. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Wow. Exclusive.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that. Yeah. Like, he told us maybe that in confidence. I don't know. We can check with him this Thursday when we see him next.
I didn't think about that either.
Like, whatever.
If you're not, it's a joke. We're just kidding.
I was just lying.
Nobody knows. We're just, oh my god, thanks for joining in on my prank show, guys.
April 7th.
Gotcha.
You know, the prank day. Yeah.
There you go. So I thought we could start off with a couple of fun questions. I went off of the name Petty Crime, and I'm feeling a little inspired because I've been watching the latest season of White Lotus, and there's always some like crazy petty crimes that people get away with. And I was wondering if you could get away with any petty crime, or honestly any crime, what would you do?
Oh man.
First degree. No.
I don't know. I think I love a bit of like cheeky vandalism. Like not like anything negative. I think it's funny to just like tag stuff. I used to have this like logo, which was basically just like a smiley face with some other stuff, which I would tag around Vancouver. So if you've ever seen it, that was me being silly.
Hit me.
Yeah, I love a bit of cheeky vandalism. That would be my pick.
Okay, love.
One. Vandalism's cool. I suck at art, so I can't really draw. I feel like growing up, I did take a lot of like candy.
Just stealing candy. Yeah, I did that too. Lots of trips to the Dollarama.
Yeah.
After middle school, just like.
I maybe hit the Dollarama once, but my school hit it so many times that they had to hire security for just specifically the candy aisle. And then they would check your receipts as you were leaving afterwards. Valid. I get it. They're really protecting their merchandise. And kids were going crazy. Like, they wouldn't just take an item. They would, like, take the box of all the items and put that in their bag. Like, all the Reese's from the box rather than, like, one pack. And so it got pretty bad. I took like Mentos once, you know, and was, I think, pretty honorable after that. But they checked everyone. They checked everyone on the way out.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's Dollarama. Like they can handle it.
Yeah, they can afford it. I support stealing from big corporations.
There you go. It reminds me of that advert where it's like, you wouldn't steal a car. It's like, you wouldn't steal the whole box of the box of candy.
Exactly.
Some kids were.
You wouldn't download an album illegally. That was that campaign, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you wouldn't illegally download this thing.
You wouldn't download this Blu-ray movie.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't be admitting to so many. I was about to go into another one, and then I was like...
Prank number two on the prank show.
Hey guys, I also love lying.
I'm perfect. I got a perfect record.
We're playing like two truths and a lie, but it's three lies.
Yeah.
Everything was saying the lie.
Trespassing, but not on like people's like houses. That's weird.
No.
We like climbed our school roof one time and then security was called and we had a clean record, and he's like, you can go. But just so you know, people were calling and saying that they thought you were breaking into the school. We were like, no, we just wanted to hang out on the roof because it made us feel cool.
Yeah.
That was Petty Crime's song, Gimme More. And if you want more, you can keep listening. We are going to jump right back into my chat with Peyton and Malcolm from Petty Crime and listen to another one of their songs in just a few minutes. So here it is.
You have a song called Gimme More, which I kind of went on a little bit of a tangent of. It reminded me of the Britney Spears Gimme More. And then that reminded me of University of Victoria a few years ago did a synchronized swimming routine to that song Britney Spears. So my question was going to be, if you could swim a synchronized swimming routine to any song, what would you choose?
Damn.
Oh, man. Now I'm just like picturing people trying to swim to Gimme More, and
I feel like they're drowning. Like they're
yeah. That song's too fast. You can't swim that fast.
No. Grace is not the first word I would use, but I would associate that with synchronized swimming.
No, I think maybe like a Billie Eilish song, something a little slower. Like I used to swim a lot when I was younger, but I'm not very fast anymore. So I feel like I would need something like slower paced and nice and easy.
My first like gut response was, I guess Time Just Makes Fools of Us All by Father John Misty, just because I like the groove of that one.
Oh, that would be great.
I don't have the cardio for a 10-minute song. Like, no. That's a long routine. I should have picked something shorter, but I just like the mood and the feel, and I think the lyrics are really funny and clever, so I feel like you could do synchronized swim moves that have to do with like a snake.
Yeah.
Like a pickup truck and like things like that, you know?
What's the move for a pickup truck?
Yeah.
It's like, he backs over a snake. So you'd be like above the water and you'd be like looking behind you and swimming backward. And then you'd be the snake, or like one of your other swimmers would be the snake. And then you would like swim over top of them. You know?
Oh, that, now that I'm picturing it, it actually sounds sick.
Kind of elegant and pretty.
I think I'm going to bring an inflatable pool to one of your guys' shows, and you can demonstrate. I'm really into this.
I would love that.
Let's figure out a Gimme More routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to our next show. We'll do a synchronized swim routine to
Whole set. So speaking of shows and going a little bit more into the band, I wanted to know, well, actually we can start with the name. We chatted a little bit about Petty Crimes. How did you guys come up with that name for your band?
That was Dylan. That was actually, I think, a name that he came up with like years ago. That was just like in the locker and when we first started writing and we're just like thinking of names, kind of tossing stuff around. Malcolm just brought that one up and was like, oh, Dylan came up with this, and it felt aligned with what we were writing and our sound. So it kind of worked out perfectly. So yeah, it was nice. And then having Dylan in the band.
Yeah.
Also was just like, it was just like a great mesh of all things.
I remember us on a dog walk like sharing a joint, he and I, and I think we were talking about something similar, like stealing candy, and I think I said something like, yeah, committing petty crimes or something like that, and then he was like, that would make a good band name, and I was like, hi, like, oh fuck, you're right. You're so right. And then you look it up. You always have to do that now with modern bands, is you have to look up if there's 12 of you already.
Yeah.
And there weren't very many. And so I was like, there was only
one in the UK, and I think they had like 120 followers. They didn't have a Spotify, so I was like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, the first one that came up on the list for me when I looked you guys up, so
yeah,
internet real estate.
Those CEOs.
And you mentioned Dylan, and you mentioned earlier a few of your other current/fill-in band members as well. How did you guys all meet and decide to make this project together?
Yeah, well, Malcolm and I have been together for a couple of years now, and I had talked about wanting to start writing music, so we were just kind of like messing around with ideas. So it started out as just the two of us, and then as we had like built up a couple more songs, we had wrote some stuff and we were kind of ready to get into like a jam kind of thing. We had a couple friends, like we all just are friends mostly, which makes it really easy, and the dynamics of the band are like really comfy. Dylan,
He's my childhood best friend
yeah.
since the age of 10. We've known each other. It was just, and he's like had bass lessons since he was a kid, so it was pretty easy to just ask him there.
Yeah, and Dupuy as well. They lived together for a while and have been friends for however long. And
Yeah, we met in Montreal in school, and he actually has written music for my other band, Slightest Clue, as well. And like, yeah, it's like on our last EP. Like he helped me write two of those songs. Like some of those guitar parts are like fully his and not even mine. So again, it was like very easy to just go like, oh, I know exactly who I'm going to call for a new project. It's got
yeah.
to be Nick.
And then we spent quite a while looking for a drummer because there is an epidemic of zero drummers who aren't in like 10 other bands already in Vancouver. And Jake is Nick's friend. So it all just kind of worked out and we all just kind of came together. And Eric has been Nick's friend for a really long time. So yeah, it just worked out.
Lovely. Well, I don't want to brag, but in the future, if you ever need it, I've ta now taken six lessons at Rufus Drum Shop. So
Oh, sick.
hell yeah. We'll let you know.
I respect that. I just did a couple drum lessons at Rufus myself because I just asked for some for Christmas. I was just like, I want to learn more. Drums are the coolest. I don't know. They're like, I play
Yeah.
guitar, but I feel the most like powerful and have a blast playing drums. It's so sick.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. Well, if you could switch places with someone in the band and play a whole show on their instrument or maybe like in their position, who would you want to switch with?
Oh man, I mean, I've been trying to like relearn guitar. I used to play a bunch when I was younger and am like trash at it now, but I would love to take Malcolm's skills. I would love his
Do
skills
some
and
rhythm.
yeah,
Yeah.
some rhythm stuff and still be able to do vocals. Singing and playing guitar at the same time is really hard. And I'm not very good at it yet, but
Yeah, it's a hard place to start.
we're on the way.
You gotta split your brain up.
Yeah.
I feel like drums for me would be sick. I totally can't do what Jake does, but it would be really fun to do if I could. That would immediately be my first choice. I've always wanted to play drums in a band, but I'm not good enough yet.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
spoken kind of your roles in terms of performance and maybe like what people would hear you doing, but talking a little more about behind the scenes, what is Petty Crime's creative process? Like who sits down and thinks, oh, I've got an idea for a song, bringing other people in at what stages, and how does everything come together for you guys?
Yeah, usually it's Malcolm and I. We've got like a little makeshift studio in our living room, right, which is where we're sitting. Right, we're sitting in the stew. And yeah, usually he will have like either a riff that he presents to me, or sometimes it's like a full arrangement. Like it can range from like just a vocal idea or just the riff, and then we can kind of build on that together.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually once we feel like we've got like the arrangement and the vocals kind of established, even if it's not like the final product, then we can kind of bring it to the band and jam on it until it's super fleshed out and we feel ready to just like hammer it into our brains. Yeah, sometimes like Dylan or Nick. Nick has written a couple of our songs just from scratch.
Yeah, like huge chunks.
yeah, so back when Nick was living here, he was also doing a huge chunk of writing with us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think once we get in the room, everyone's kind of contributing their own ideas and a bit of their own flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in the end, it always comes out as a pretty cohesive sound for us.
And how are you guys performance-wise? What can people expect if they come to a Petty Crime show?
Ooh, I don't know. Honestly, I just love playing shows. It's something I wanted to do for like my entire life. There's nothing quite like being up there. I just like to have fun, and I don't know. I like to really kind of go into this mode of like really feeling the music and like trying to feel these lyrics and putting myself in the position of like whatever character or whatever place I was writing from.
Started screaming recently.
Yeah, it's recently.
More like hardcore.
Yeah, recently energy. Started screaming. I was super inspired by Piss, who's a absolutely incredible band. And her voice and her power just really inspired me, and recently started doing that at some live shows. So
it's nice having some of that energy like on things that have been written for like a year or two. You know, it's kind of given things a bit of a new
edge. Fresh take.
Yeah, and life and energy. And now it's getting incorporated more and more into newer things we're writing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, what is the show? It's like, I think between songs, silly, goofy, and then we go pretty hard during the things we're actually playing.
Yeah, like I want people to kind of be able to be in the same mood or like understand the mood and like be able to mosh and have fun, because that's what we're doing up there. So that's always what I hope that the crowd is feeling as well, is that same like energy.
I love that. I love when like you go to a show and you can tell that the band or that the musician's really putting in a lot of like energy and like passion into the music. So that's really exciting to hear that that's, you know, something that you guys hope is reflected into the audience. And speaking of shows and audiences, you guys have an upcoming show at 648 on Kingsway, which is actually one of my favorite venues. So I'm biasedly excited about this. It's going to be on Friday the 25th, right?
Yeah. I'm super excited. It's an all femme fronted bill, which is always my favorite bills to play. And I've never actually been to 648 yet, so I'm super, super excited to actually be able to go in there. And yeah, it's always nice, like first time at a venue, you're playing the venue. Mm-hmm. It feels really cool.
That is very cool. I will say it's a very like, I like it a lot because I feel like as an audience member, it's very intimate with the artist, which I really love. And definitely, like, having heard the songs that I found of you guys and, like, hearing what you're saying about some of the new music and some of the things that you've been working on, it definitely feels like it'll be a very, very cool experience for people who are there and listening. What kind of songs are you going to be playing? Is it all originals? Are you going to be doing any covers? What can people expect?
Yeah, we've had one cover in our set for a little while now, but I think we're gonna switch it up and bring in a new cover, TBD. And then yeah, we've got a couple originals that we're working on right now. But yeah, other than just the one cover, the rest is all just originals. But we're hoping to add some new stuff to the set, shake it up a little bit for our friends who have seen the shows already.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just keep evolving the set, like in every show. Like, I always like to make it a little bit different, but yeah, every show is different. So
yeah, and I think it's the keeping with the energy of like what's inspiring us, which I think has changed a lot from like what the set was when we were starting. It was also just like a necessity for songs. Like, the band's is new and we were like, okay, well, we need enough to like fill a 30-minute set, and I think mm-hmm. we're just like I guess we have like a couple others, but we're kind of stuck with that, and I think we've changed since then, and it's about the material like catching up to that and getting polished enough to like share at a live show. So it's like we're kind of beholden to what we've had before, but we just kind of got to wrap up this new stuff.
Yeah.
And especially as you were saying, if you are bringing in some new like vocal styles into old songs, that's definitely switching things up. Even if, you know, friends and fans have heard it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the response to it has been really cool. Like even friends who have been to every show, they're mm-hmm. they're always super awesome and super nice about it. So.
And you also mentioned that you have a new song coming out soon. Could you give us any like
birthday?
it's coming out on my birthday this month, on April 28th. I think this was like the second song or something we ever wrote.
It's like ancient.
It's been a very long time coming. I'm super excited about it. It's one of my favorites to perform and one of my favorites vocally. So I'm really excited about it.
Heavy bridge.
Yeah.
We usually start the set with it, which is fun. So it's nice that it'll finally be out, because it's like the way we introduce ourselves usually mm-hmm. musically. So it'll be nice to have like a touchstone for people who enjoy it, you know, at the live shows. We basically have a 4-track, call it an EP, but it's like rolling out singles basically. That's been the plan anyways. So we've got your birthday, and then we've got, I guess, the emotional personal fave set closer coming out as like the final song for the EP. And that seems to be a one that like a lot of close friends gravitate towards, and it gets a really nice response live pretty consistently. Like that song is, I like it. I have a soft spot for it.
Yeah, me too. It's that one, it's called Can't Be Saved, and that one will be out at the end of May. And yeah, that's definitely my favorite of the four, personally. I fucking love that song.
Was it the first mix or the first master that brought tears?
It was the first master. We had gotten the first master back, and our friend sent it over to us. And we were sitting right where we're sitting right now and playing it on the speakers. And when the bridge came in, I just like bawling, like sobbing, because it was so cool. It was just such a cool feeling to finally have this song that we've been working on for like a year be in like this totally finished and polished state. It was really cool.
I love that. And I also love that it's coming out on your birthday. I'm so like with your guys' more recent release. I'm a big birthday person. So that's very, very exciting. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So really cool. You've got kind of this rolling EP. You've got a show to look forward to. Things are looking very exciting in the near future for Petty Crime. Long term, do you guys have any, you know, maybe plans for the summer in terms of shows, performances, Vancouver?
Yeah,
I think, I mean, the plan is to just stick with Vancouver local stuff for right now. Nick is coming back, so hopefully we'll have him join us for a couple shows. Super excited to have him back in the stew with us and writing again. Yeah, I mean,
I imagine
just more writing.
Yeah.
More writing, more recording.
Finish that grant and things like that so that we can get this stuff properly recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be pretty busy. We have like a show April, May, June, at least one of each. And then we'll see what else we can figure out at the same time. Whole EP comes out, and then hopefully we can get new stuff recorded so that we can get more stuff out.
Yeah.
Maybe one more thing by the end of the year, maybe two.
Yeah.
So exciting. Very, very exciting. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. It's been a pleasure for having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah.
This was so much fun.
Really lovely chatting with Peyton and Malcolm from Petty Crime. As I mentioned, if you like what you heard, make sure to go and check out their show this weekend at 648 on Kingsway. I'm going to close with a song that really has nothing to do with any of what we spoke about or what we've been listening to today, but it's a song that has been stuck in my head for the past, like, couple weeks. I've been listening to a lot of Elton John in the car. I have his Best Hits CD playing on loop, and this is the song that I've been playing the most. So here it is. This is Saturday Night's All Right, Elton John. And with that, I will wish you a wonderful rest of your morning, evening, night, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.